You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training program. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Hi, remember me? This is Gary. Once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. You just can't beat that. And we have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And now we have a catering for you and your parties. So call your local Sonny's Barbecue today. And don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. So go to our website today. That's sunnysbarbecue.com. That's spelled sunnysbbq.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, it's 407-894-1680. And we are live from Orlando, Florida. So we're going to go right into trivia. We have a caller on the line, and we're going to hold him there just for a minute. That's, I believe, Robert from Valley Forge. Am I right?
Yes.
Robert from Valley Forge. Right. All right, Robert, wait there for a minute. And we're going to play our first trivia. I want to know who's singing this song. Who is singing this song?
You're my love. You're my angel. You're the girl
of my dream. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently. Daddy's home. Daddy's home.
Okay, let's see if you know that one. I don't think anybody's going to get it, but let's see. That song
you
is
called... You never know with
never
this
know.
Audience,
407-894-1680. Robert?
Robert.
You're on the
Good
line
evening,
for Valley
folks.
Forge. How you doing, Robert?
Good evening
Happy
to you.
Happy Father's Day to you and all
Thank
of you
so
listeners.
Much. Thank you so much.
I got to celebrate my first Father's Day at age 61. My adopted grandchildren took me out to dinner.
There you go.
Oh,
Happy
nice.
Father's Day to you. Yes.
Congratulations.
Beautiful.
I have a question. I'm hoping some of your listeners might be able to call in and help me with some information. Lately, I've been doodling on my computer some science fiction stories that are popping into my head. I haven't taken an English class or a creative writing class in a long time. I've heard of something called Grammarly, Grammarly.com. They've been running commercials on local TV. It says, improve your writing, improve your emailing, make yourself look more professional. What I need to find out is, are any visually impaired or blind people using this software? Is it accessible? How does it work? How expensive is it? Because I think I have some good stories I'd like to get out there, but not the way I put them down right now. They have to be improved.
Well, this is Dave, Robert, and as far as I know, I don't know anyone personally that's using that particular software, but most of that kind of software usually is pretty accessible. But I might suggest to you also, there's a lot of different users groups online that people would love to see or hear your material, and they can give constructive criticism. A lot of times professionals are on these email lists, and they can give you some helpful suggestions. And you know, you got to take it all with a grain of salt, because everybody's got their own opinion. And just like publishers, one publisher might love your stuff and another publisher won't.
Let's put it out there.
But there are definitely users groups that not just for blind people, but for anybody, that where you can put up a certain amount of material and they'll read through it. So
let's just put it out there. Okay, if anybody knows anything
awesome.
About it,
thank you for your help.
If anybody knows anything about it, let's call in and discuss it. But with Robert from Valley Forge, what he's questioning, Grammarly, does anybody know anything about it? If you do, call in 407-894-1680. We have anybody call in yet for trivia?
Well, thank you, Robert, for calling
Thanks
in.
Thanks, Robert.
I'll try to find out a little bit more about it myself there, Robert.
Happy Father's Day, Robert. A special one.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
that's
that
wonderful.
Is cool.
Anybody on the line
never
yet?
Never too old to be happy.
Nope.
Okay. So I'm going
to
give you the
one.
Answer. We'll go into the next one. I didn't think anybody's going to get it. So I'm going to give you the answer, and then we'll go to the next trivia. Because I didn't think anybody was going to get that one. It was a hard one. That's
you sure y'all want, you sure y'all want to give it a little bit more time? Let's just go to the next one. Give somebody a
okay.
Little.
Yeah, we could do that.
We can do that. Okay. Yeah. I'll listen to you.
Because somebody outside of Florida going to come and call.
Okay. See if they know. Okay.
You have a feeling,
I'll wait till
you
come
you?
Back. Okay. Now we're going to go to the second trivia. We did Oh
we
My
have
Papa
a lot of trivia
with
today.
Eddie Fisher.
We have a lot.
Then we did that song. Now we're going to play another one. This is a big song you all should know.
This is my trivia one.
This is Dave's song, and you all should know this one. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Well, I don't think that's it.
Yeah.
Heart over mine.
No.
That's not
wrong
it.
One. Wrong one.
That
wrong one.
Definitely the one for me.
No, that's not the one.
That's for the other show.
Yeah, what? Brenda's thinking, what in the world?
that?
Oh, my goodness.
It's the one that I hand wrote, Chris.
Mind is a terrible thing to
yeah,
starts well, with.
Yeah. Talks about Papa.
He's got it now.
Starts with Papa, yeah.
Yeah, that's
there
all.
We go.
That's
it.
All for
that's
Papa.
It.
There we go.
That's it.
You know this one, Chris.
He's already dancing.
I'm trying to behave.
And it's not the theme from Shaft either. That sounds like it at the beginning.
It
right?
Does, doesn't it?
407-894-1680.
Just talk about Shaft.
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
There is a singer there.
Yeah, the vocals are coming.
Isaac Hayes, he passed away a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Not no. Isaac Hayes.
I'm talking about Shaq.
Oh, Shaq, yeah.
She's just talking about Shaq.
Shut your mouth.
Brother. Get with the program, Michael. We're multitasking here.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there really vocals in this, or did you just play the acoustic?
This is the dance version.
This is the extended part right here.
Now, they sang this in our booth, and it went on and on.
Yeah.
I think you better stop it and start with the music.
Yeah.
This is the most part. This is the most exciting part of the song, though.
It's building
up. Get to the point.
It's building up.
All right. Cut to the chase.
You want to dance, Brenda?
Get up on the table, Dave.
We got 4 minutes left in the segment.
I think you better go to the music.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So everybody's nice and chill right now. I hear a voice. That day
I'll always remember. Michael, I can remember them in our booth in Vegas. Because that was the day
that my daddy died. Yeah. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Sing it, Chris. And said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. My son, wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Right.
All right. So who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Okay. So who's singing the song? I wonder who's singing the song. So we played now two trivias back to back. Nobody called in the first one, but that one's still open. And the second we just played now. Who's?
Can I say something?
Yes,
I just
you
have
may.
To go back memory lane. Michael and I had the Temptations in
night.
Oh, I said it.
I blew it.
That's why I didn't say anything when I was waiting for you to say it.
Right.
Oh, forget it.
Forget it. That's funny.
Forget that one.
That's okay.
Well, anyway, we had to.
They could have done the first song.
You know? That's funny.
I can't believe you said it.
I can't
believe
it.
So what was your memory?
My memory was we designed shirts for them, and they wore our shirts in the booth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, whoever calls,
the same
whoever calls in first gets the prize anyway.
I can't believe I did that.
We don't care.
Okay. I was so anxious to tell the story.
It's all
I know,
for
I'm
fun.
Like that too. I let it slip out.
It was worth it to
and
hear
I
the story.
If you have a secret, don't tell Lynn and I. Yeah. We're not very good at it. We crumble.
So I made myself a note to go get the bucket out with all the DVDs of everybody that was in our booth. The Drifters, the Temptations, I forget who else now.
Yeah, if you got
the
any other secrets for us, it's only being broadcast coast to coast and around the world.
Yeah,
and now
funny.
In Italy, by the way.
There's no callers anyway.
Yes, there is.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't
Ian
hear me.
Ian from
right here in Orlando.
Oh, I knew
Orlando.
He was going to know.
Ian, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. I called in and said my name was The Temptations.
I knew it.
All right.
Yeah, just give it
is that before or after my wife said that?
Oh,
that
he
was.
Knew. I knew he was going to call.
Okay, so you know. All right. So you just went, you're calling from Orlando, Florida?
Yeah, Orlando, Silverstone,
Hawaii. Okay, so you just won a $10 gift card from a place called, which is the best ribs in town, which is called Sonny's Barbecue. They got great
BBQ.
Ribs. They got great food.
We know you knew who that was.
I knew he knew.
So we'll send you a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Were you dancing to that when I was playing?
Did you know the first one who played?
I kind of know the first one.
He knows
one,
all of them.
I had also yet again. I wasn't paying too much attention.
Okay. All right.
So. Were you sleeping?
All right. So the first one I played, just so nobody knows, they
happy
didn't call
Father's
us.
Day.
We got 1 minute.
Okay. That was Daddy's Home by Shep and the Limelight. They
but
also did A Thousand Miles Away.
Thanks for calling
thanks
in,
thanks for calling
Ian.
In.
All right.
Thank
thanks
you.
For listening to your guys.
Thank,
right. thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
All right.
Who's on the line?
We're going to break, and our guest caller's calling
okay.
in. He's on the line. That was
Stay
funny.
Tuned. Don't wait. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
On What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com. World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
The makers of the Polaris APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polaris Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polaris APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polaris.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polaris at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polaris is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we have waiting in the wings to come on. He's vice president of Polaris. That's right. His name is Matt
Baker. Abbas.
Baker. What? What are you saying? Matt Baker? No, not the... Are you serious?
Yes.
The Matt
I'm
Baker?
I'm very serious.
The Matt Baker. Are you on the line? The Matt Baker?
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, you, it's the Matt Baker. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Thank you.
Great to hear your voice, Matt. How you doing?
Good.
What's new with Polaris? What's new with Polaris?
We are getting ready to go to the American Council of the Blind convention in St. Louis.
Oh, that's right. Yep, coming up fast.
Yep.
Oh. It's going to be extremely busy out there. I wonder if I assume you've got probably a number of Polaris setups actually out in St. Louis, don't you? Because there's going to be a lot of people going out there from out of town who could really use your service at this point in a new, unfamiliar area.
Yes. We actually have a lot of the APS around the Arches area downtown.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Where the specific hotel is, we're actually getting installed this coming week, the APS around the hotel where the convention is, so that we can have people go out and test the equipment and get familiar with it.
I'm so glad, because that's where you're going to have a lot of active people who are used to doing traveling on their own or even with others, where the Polaris is going to be a really important tool.
Tell us more about Polaris Navigator APS.
Yes, so the goal is to provide accessibility for those that have hearing and vision impairments to know when it's safer to cross the street. I mean, obviously, you still have to be careful, but this equipment will play a locating tone that's a beep every 1 second that notifies someone that there's some accessible equipment at the crosswalk. When you get to the equipment and you put your hand on it, you'll feel a tactile raised arrow on a button. You press that button, it says wait, and if you hold it down for more than a second, it can give you the name of the crossing and direction of travel. Once the walk sign comes on, the button will vibrate for those with hearing challenges, and then also the audible will either do a rapid percussive sound or it will play a message, walk sign is on to cross Broadway.
Man,
it's designed to definitely provide that information to make it easier to cross the street.
I was hoping to ask a quick question of you myself there, Matt. This is Dave. I had read on your site that on your webpage that you're coming up with a Bluetooth setup to be used with Polaris. And I wonder exactly what is that going to do with your phone, or how does that work with the Bluetooth setup?
Sure. Actually, we're trying to get some feedback from visually impaired on what would be helpful. So the goal is to have a smartphone app that as you're walking down the street and you get within Bluetooth range of one of our buttons, that your app can let you know there's a button, and then let you know which crossing, and then if you want, you can actuate, make the button be pressed from your phone.
Ah, perfect.
And get information on your phone audibly that when it's time to cross the crossing, and as you cross the crossing, audible countdown information to let you know how much time is left. But we're trying to get some feedback of human factor information, like, you know, if there's two buttons on a pole, you know, how do we let someone know which crossing from their phone? So we're trying to get some feedback on what would be helpful in providing accurate information for crossing at the right crossing.
Well, it's great that you've got it set up so that you can activate the button from your phone, because I could see where it could take a little bit of time to be able to locate the button on a pole, and if it's on your phone where people are used to using that particular device, they could find the button even faster.
Wait, I want to spend a little time, Matt. All kidding aside, because this is very important. Let's talk more about how you can get Polaris to the folks' neighborhood, because they're not doing enough to do that, and we've got to get them to call you. Let's discuss that, because we got to get people to call in. Let's do that. Let's spend some time on how they can do that.
So I can let you know that I work with cities and Department of Transportation all over the U.S., and there's some that are proactively putting in the equipment as they build new crossings and refurbish them. And then the next level is many of them will take requests from citizens and install it on requested routes. The problem we're seeing, like you mentioned, is people aren't always requesting it, and it's a step you need to take, but it's pretty simple. We've you know, we've got information on our website, and if you call into Polara, we'll be happy to help fill out a form letter. The form letter's already done, so basically you put in your name and what location you need the equipment at, and then we send it to the traffic engineer of your local traffic agency, so whether it's a city, county, and ask for that equipment. And by doing that, then they're basically obligated to respond to you and respond in the affirmative by organizing to get that equipment out to those locations. And
so let's see,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I want to spend more time. I understand what we're saying, but the people aren't getting it. People aren't getting into their brains. It doesn't cost them nothing. It costs them not a dime. But they have to do something to try to help you to get it. Because the point is, if you heard what Matt said, if the city doesn't know that you want that in your street near your home and it's not there and you want it there, well, that's when you have to make a phone call. And you can't just make one phone call, because if you make one phone call, somebody might drop the ball, as you all know. You have to keep on calling back. And if you're not getting, let's just say, a response that Polara didn't call you back or Polara didn't answer the phone for whatever reason, you have to do it again. And
what we recommend is, really, if you have the ability to email or write, then you've got a written document so that nobody can say, well, we didn't get the phone call, or we don't have any evidence of that request. So we always encourage people, if possible, and again, we can help with that, in putting it in writing and sending an email or sending that form letter in the mail. But email is very effective, and it's a written, you know, evidence of the request.
So who should they write to, Matt? Who should they write to?
To the traffic engineer for the traffic agency. So say you live in Orlando. Orlando has a traffic department, or Orange County has a traffic department. Hillsborough County, you know, I'm just using Florida as an example, but you can go to Philadelphia, Atlanta, you know, wherever you are, and find out who your local traffic agency is, and then address it to the traffic engineer, and then he will then organize with his maintenance crew to purchase the equipment and to have it installed.
Well, here's what I want to say to my listeners. Listeners, listen to this carefully. If you write to whoever you write to and they are not doing it, then I'll suggest this way. Write to me, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And that's blind friendly, 100% blind friendly. So we're talking about Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And don't forget the and. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Just tell me that you've been writing someone and writing to who and what. And if you're not getting response and you write it to me, then I will call Polara for you and I will send them the copy of what you just send me, and they'll get a copy of whichever you send me, because ours is, all as you know, blind friendly. So if you can't do something, send it to us and we'll get it to the right people.
Yeah, you can always, every city or traffic agency normally has an AEA coordinator that you also can go to if you're not getting anywhere with the traffic department, and then obviously council people, because this is a civil rights issue. So if you're not getting any response in the affirmative, there's other channels to go through, and trust me, the agency doesn't want to go too far down the road, so they usually then respond once you work on a couple of those other channels.
Oh, I didn't know. Repeat what you just said, because that was very interesting. I didn't know that, what you just said.
Yeah, so most, like, for example, the state of Florida Department of Transportation has an ADA coordinator, and they're supposed to know about the equipment, and I've actually gone and met with them, given them a demonstration, and told them we have a local distributor who has a demonstration kit, and all of our distributors all over the U.S. and Canada are happy to come to any committee meeting or any group of people and demonstrate the equipment so that you can know how to use it, and then obviously work with you on getting it through the channels, through the traffic agency. So You have an ADA coordinator. Usually every city has one. And then also your local council people, because they represent you. And again, this is a civil rights issue. So once you address it that way with them, they should respond.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. Anything else?
No problem.
Anything else you want to discuss? It's important. This is a very important subject to bring it up.
No, just that we're very interested in any and always getting feedback from any features that you'd like to see, any way to make the equipment easier for you. We've done a lot over the last 20 years that we've been making these, and a lot of it's come from feedback from users in the field. So feel free to contact us with any features or anything you'd like, and we'll definitely take a look at it. We're continually researching better ways to communicate and to provide that communication in the different formats. And then also, I'm on the national committee that's actually being held in Denver this coming week that determines traffic guidelines and accessibility for push buttons. And I have the ability to put forth proposals. So we've put forth a proposal, for example, that the button should be operable with a closed fist and should be easy to push, you know, all those kind of things to make sure that any button that gets put in at a traffic crossing is fair and able to be operated by anybody.
Well, I'll tell you, having this Bluetooth option, I think, is just as important as all that. And I think it's it could even be somewhat of a safety issue, too, where people don't have to be looking for that button. So I think that that's going to be a big step forward by getting that going, too.
Yeah, so we're hoping to have that finished before the end of this year. But again, we're just trying to get some user feedback, and I'll be going to the ACB conference and trying to get some feedback from people there.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Wait a minute. Before you go, if there's any of our listeners that would like to call in and ask this young man, Matt Baker, any questions about Polara, you're more than welcome. Now's the time to do it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you'd like to ask Matt any questions about Polara, please do it now.
I have a question, Matt. The button itself, do you have two at an intersection, one for someone is in a wheelchair, one who's walking right standing up, or it's just one that's sort of in the middle?
One that's supposed to cover both, and so it's supposed to be, for example, someone in a wheelchair and there's, you know, the ramp going down to the street, the
right.
button's supposed to be placed on a flat, adjacent to a flat area, so someone in a wheelchair can push it
mm-hmm.
and then roll down to, you know, to the crossing. And a visually impaired person, same thing. It should be within 10 feet of the crosswalk, and they can push it and even leave their hand on it and use that arrow to align themselves into the crosswalk. And then once the walk comes on, it vibrates and gives an audible message. So it's one button designed to be for those in wheelchairs, those that have hearing or vision challenges. And so the nice thing about the Bluetooth app that we're working on, I think, will be especially helpful for people in wheelchairs, because sometimes, as you probably know, buttons are not placed in the best position
right.
for someone to reach. And even though there's rules for that, unfortunately, there's some very old downtown areas where, you know, 50, 60 years ago, they just didn't have that. So we hope that Bluetooth on the smartphone will be useful for people in wheelchairs who can't reach the button.
Now, wait a second, Matt. Okay. Chris, do we have someone who wants to talk to Matt?
No, he doesn't. Okay.
No? Okay.
Right. They changed
okay.
their mind.
Okay. They changed their mind.
Okay. Well, thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
You'll be in town in July, right, Matt? The end of July, I had you marked
yes.
down. Oh, good.
Yep. So yes, we will.
Okay.
Well, looking forward to having you in the studio.
That'll be really cool.
Thank
All
you.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me chat tonight, and we appreciate your support.
Well, thank
good
you
to have
so
you
much.
On.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you,
and have a good, safe trip to St. Louis.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Bye
Take
bye.
Care. Bye
bye.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
National Braille Press supports a lifetime of opportunity for blind children through Braille literacy and provides access to information that empowers blind people to actively engage in work, family, and community affairs. As a Braille publisher, NBP offers a large variety of Braille book publications for its adult audience. Everything from literature, poetry, and quotation collections to books on how to use technology. NBP technology books are written by blind authors for blind tech users. Android, Apple, Windows, and more on computer and device how-tos. You can become an expert. Don't let technology be a wall, but become part of the digital world. For more information about National Braille Press, visit nbp.org or call 617-266-6160.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Medical Care Alert. It's something you can't be without. For a dollar a day, well, let's say you can afford it. And the point is, it'll save your life. I had two friends that have died, and one almost died. Could have changed their whole life. Who knows? But the bottom line is this. Medical Care Alert. The EMT are all-American based, and they're certified. You can wear it on your neck or on your wrist. And Angie's List approved. And also have given 5 stars by many of their users. Call this phone number, 1-877-234-3033. 877-234-3033. The promo code is radio. Remember that name. Promo code. We're back. This is Michael, your host. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. If you want to write to us, you want a PSA or anything else you want to write to us about, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And don't forget, look us up on the web. If you ever want to look us up, miss a song, it's all there. All the different shows are there. Let's put it this way. Look us up. It's on blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat it, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Don't if you got any secrets, call in and tell Lynn. She's
yeah, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the A-N-D. David?
That was the blooper.
And Facebook,
let's
too.
Let's do That's first right. of all, you're going to do a song, and David's going to sing a song. We want to know who did the song. David's doing it now, but I want to know who did the song, the original song.
Okay, and then we'll he's going to sing.
Who am That's I covering? Tribute. That's the
Who's
question.
Who's he covering?
There you go.
407-894-1680. David, sing the song.
This does kind of lend itself to Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down and take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Now find a girl, settle down. If you want to, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. So take your time, but think a lot, but think of everything you've got. 'Cause you might still be here tomorrow, and your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? Oh, when I do, it turns away. The game has always been the same, same old story. And if they're right, well, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. And there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Not time to make a change. Just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Now find a girl, settle down. If you want to, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Well, all the times that I cried, keeping all the things that I knew inside. Well, it's a hard, what's the harder to ignore it? But from the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Beautiful. Thank you, David.
So who did that song?
Who did the original song? Who did that song that they just
sang?
Well,
let's talk to Betty.
407-894-1680. Here is Betty from Palmyra. Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey. Betty, you there?
Yes. Hi, Michael and Lynn. How are you?
All right.
Hi.
How you doing,
how
Betty?
How you feeling, Betty?
Pretty good. Yes. I just wanted to wish Michael a happy birthday. I hope you had a good day yesterday.
I did. Thanks
for
the
You sound terrific. Yes. Doesn't she sound great,
Yeah, you
great,
sound
Michael?
Terrific, Betty.
She does. The old and, Betty. Yep. The old Betty we know.
And I wish you a happy Father's Day, too.
Well, thank you so much, Betty. How's Paul doing?
You're welcome. And
she didn't
we're
hear
just me. Trying to, you know, get better up here.
Yeah.
You sound terrific.
You sound terrific. How's Paul?
He's doing fine. We just had a whole flooded basement, so we've been working with that for the whole last week.
That's not good.
Flooded basement.
We can't have a flooded basement. We don't have basements. We don't have basements.
Yeah, but you know what? We had lots of friends that came and helped us, and so that was nice.
Well, I'm sure you were there for them, and that's what it's all about, is being there for each other.
A basement down here is an aquarium.
Wouldn't know what to do without them, Michael.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Betty.
You're welcome.
Love hearing from you.
Stay dry.
Keep on calling us.
Thank you for waiting.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. You have another call on the line?
He does. He's on the
phone.
Okay. Bye, thank you, Betty.
Bye-bye.
Keep your powder dry.
Okay. We have another caller, Chris?
Yeah, he has to talk to them first.
Okay.
I always get emotional when you play that song, honey. You do that so sweet.
Yeah.
We don't allow this to anybody, you know.
Somebody.
Yeah, we got us another caller. And
a live wire.
Yeah, you're really going to love this one. They're calling for the trivia, and they're calling for... You're going to love this one.
You promise.
Bring it on. Lay it on.
You're going to love this one. I guarantee you.
Are we going to love it, Chris?
You're going to love this one.
Sakatuma, Sakatuma, Sakatuma.
Caller, you are on the air. Go ahead and tell them what's up.
Thanks, folks. This is Jordan. I'm Dave's son. Devin, and I'd like to go ahead and first thank him for that wonderful version of Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Holy
cow! Wait a minute. How can he win? He knows David, and he knows the song he's playing.
He didn't know, though. He was busy working. That's my
son. Congratulations. Okay. All right. Congratulations.
I can't believe you knew that song.
Okay. Yeah. He knows the song.
Not only is Dave a world-renowned songwriter, sound musician, ham radio operator, and yes, he is psychic, but he's also a great, great stepfather. And as always, he's been a real treat to have in my life, and just a wonderful light throughout all of the dark times.
Wow.
But also,
thanks, man.
Well, you just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue, the best barbecue there is. In Orlando.
And he won a bracelet, too.
You won a bracelet. Lynn just said you won a bracelet, too. First-time caller. He won a bracelet, too.
Perfect. I love bracelets.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Can count on we're going to Sonny's Barbecue sometime soon, I'm hoping.
Yeah, here's hoping.
We still love your cooking, though, son. Thank you.
Take care, folks.
Hey, thank you for calling in.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
Thank you, Chris.
And I was very impressed that he knew Cat Stevens, too.
I told you you were going to love it.
But see, that shows you. See, I worked very hard to train that young man into an eclectic taste in music. He listens to anything from... let's say Johnny Cash to the Beatles.
How old is he?
25.
He'll be 26 in December.
Oh, he knows it all.
He sounds very nice.
December 5th.
Oh, right near Lynn's birthday.
He's my blessing.
He's a good guy.
You should bring him into the studio sometime with you guys.
Oh, he's a busy, hard worker, and he needs to get back to college, too.
Okay, well.
Yes. He's a great guy. And
He's usually just getting off work about the time we're pulling in the parking lot down here.
Just in time to fix this dinner.
But he is working.
It's nice to have someone.
He's a hard worker for sure.
Yes.
Let me just see where we're at.
Dave.
You know, I got to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
About Duxbury Systems.
I think you should.
It's a good thing.
So tell me something. You have Duxbury Systems?
Yes, I'm fairly familiar. I'm not an expert, but I can tell you it is an extremely important program. It's if you read Braille at all, and have a Braille embosser or a Braille printer to the layman anyway, you need a Duxbury Systems software in order to be able to convert the a document on your computer into Braille, and it's extremely important if you want to have a portable copy of something. You need to be able to print it up in Braille to be able to take it with you. I've got notes here right now that I brought in.
Oh, all your notes from Duxbury
was in Braille.
No kidding.
Well, and if I if I used a Braille printer, I would be using the Duxbury.
Oh, what
Duxbury.
You just gave me. This is all Duxbury.
Yes,
wow.
Yeah, I knew he was reading from the Braille.
It's printed on construction paper, so it's pretty sturdy.
Oh,
it's sturdy. Yeah, it's very sturdy.
The software is
I feel all the dots.
Software is what you need to be able to for the Braille printer to be able to talk to your computer properly.
It's only on one side, I notice.
Yeah. Well, I can make it on two sides, yeah. but with Braille, you can imagine it would be a little more difficult because it's, when you're pushing bumps on one side, you're pushing them out on the other side. So,
oh.
So
we're going to break.
We're going to break.
Well, thank you, David.
Don't go
for
away.
The
thanks for telling about Duxbury.
Have you ever fallen in your own home or know someone who has? You know as well as I do that the consequences can be awful, even fatal. But with Medical Care Alert's Help at the Touch of a Button service, you can get the help you need fast. Well, here's how it works. You get a small shower-safe button to wear, and if you need any help for any reason, just press the button. Medical Care Alert EMT-trained operators will know who and where you are and get you all the help you need. And they'll text and call your contact list to let them know that you are okay. All for around $1 a day with no long-term commitments. So call this toll-free number, 877-234-3033. That's 877-234-3033. And tell them the promo code radio.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems, the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac. Screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser. Takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training program. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Welcome back. This is Michael, your host. I want to talk real fast about Industries of the Blind. Remember this, Greensboro, North Carolina. Remember that, Industries of the Blind. There's no reason, if you're looking for a job, there's no reason not to call, because they got a great situation there. They even help you to move as far as they can help you to relocate you. They spend $2,500 they'll give you. $2,500 if you apply and you meet their whole...
Yeah. Up to $2,500.
Well, I said up to.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I said up to $2,500. But once you fill out the application, if you're approved, well, being in a great town in North Carolina, you won't have all that snow from up north, and you won't have all the heat from Florida. Check them out.
It is
what's your address?
Okay. Well, first of all, the phone number is 336-544-3726 and email Laverne Goodridge at lgoodridge@iob-gso.com.
And don't forget, it's on our website.
It's on
our website. It's all there at our website. Any of our sponsors, they're all there. And if you need it, just look there. They'll give you the phone number. Remember, Industries of the Blind in North Carolina, place to call if you're looking for a job.
That's right. I wanted to remind everybody, once again, next week, a packed show. Juan Lopez and his wife, Genevieve, will be coming to the studio to talk about Aflac Insurance. Chris Gray, the director of the Missouri Council of the Blind, will be calling in. And Neil Kuniansky, he's with Duxbury Systems, and he will be calling in. And Richard Oliver, who's the director of Community Outreach and Government Relations at Industries of the Blind, will be calling in. So,
that sounds packed.
It is a busy.
It is a packed show.
Hey, I want to thank my friend Ron, Dr. Ron Milliman, for calling in, operator on the earlier segment today, too. And all the callers today were most appreciated. And, of course, my son calling in on Father's Day. That was extra special. I really appreciate that.
Chris, did you get to do anything today? I know you're here with us, but did you get to do anything with the kids and your wife?
I saw him.
You spoiled the girls.
I saw him. Listen, Richard from Tallahassee called.
Yeah, I noticed before.
And he said the Hadley School for the Blind in, I'm going to try to get
Chicago.
This name right. And
Chicago, Illinois, Hadley School of the Blind.
Yeah, it's Wataka. That's the city it's in.
That was the official.
In Illinois, yeah.
Yeah.
They do creative writing and free of charge for those that are visually impaired.
There
Who was it? That's Robert
earlier.
So Robert from Valley Forge. There you go. The school, Hadley School for the Blind in the Illinois area,
and that would be an extremely good tool because they've got a lot of a good amount of staff there to.
How do you spell it? Is it
Hadley?
Yeah, Hadley.
And that's what it's all
about. And the city is
Windtka.
Well, yeah, you can find it on
Chicago.
Yeah, so
online very easily.
Way down. I know where it's at. It's down. Yeah.
But that's what it's all about, and it's very nice that Richard called in from Tallahassee to help Robert in Pennsylvania, and that's what we would like you to do: just to network, call in, share. That's what it's all about.
And thank you, Chris Shaw, for coming in today.
That's for sure.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day to you. And we're going. Okay, so that's the show.
Thank you, Brad, everyone.
Hey, happy Father's Day to you
Thanks for having us.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Yes, to Mike.
Good to you.
We're just Brenda talking about Shaft.
And Dave and Miss Lynn and Chris Shaw, I thank you all.
And thanks for you bringing your guitar, Dave.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Guitar.
See you all next week. Don't go far. Miss you. Drive. Be well. For those folks who are sighted.
Watch out for that other guy. He might be blind behind the wheel.
I was just going to say that. For those folks who are sighted, watch us, please. Don't hit us.
See you all next week.
Take care. Love you all. Take care.
Bye-bye.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long time.